There wasn't all that much I was certain about the Magical Arts Academy, except that nothing ever turned out the way I thought it would. Which didn't give me a whole lot of confidence that this time would be any different. The senior magicians had come up with a plan in what seemed like too short a time, and then set it into motion the very next morning before the rising of the sun. Before there was much time for reflection or doubts. That was my theory. They were hurrying to put the plan into action before they had the opportunity to consider all the reasons why it wouldn't work. Of course, I wasn't sure I was correct. After all, some of the magicians had been practicing magic for a very long time. Long enough, surely, not to charge headlong into a course of action with no chance of success. But my concern wasn't the uncertainty of success, but rather the probability of failure. I know. After I died and came back to life, I promised myself I wouldn't be meek, which essentially meant I'd cull courage from wherever I could and use it. I'd also proven to myself that the only way to do serious magic, or at least the one way I got it to work for me, was to deny fear and have pure, unwavering faith. Well, that's what I was working on right now. Faith, trust, pushing away the big, huge, ginormous ball of fear that threatened to consume me if I let it. I couldn't even manage to scrounge up internal embarrassment at how much I wanted to tuck tail and run. The circumstances were just that outlandish, and just that unexpected. Nando and I had gone from being students at the academy, if Gustav had his way, not even involved in discussions about how to take on the SMS, Sorcerers for Magical Supremacy, to being in the trenches. Well, not exactly, but close enough to make me quake in my boots, which I was actually wearing this time. Why? Because apparently one wore boots when the plan was to take down the evil mastermind of the magical world. "We'll be fine," Nando said, but he didn't look as confident as he usually did. His expression was strained, as if he wore his smile only for my benefit. It was exactly the kind of thing I would do, so I didn't believe for a second that what he'd said was what he thought. "They'll get in and out and rescue Albicus all on their own. They won't need us," he added in an equally unconvincing fashion. "Really? Then why are we here?" I asked, unable to ignore the glaring fact that we were hiding in a shallow cave near the big bad sorcerer's castle. "You know why. They didn't want to leave us at Aucoin all on our own in case, you know." I did know. How could I forget? Even before I arrived at Aucoin, the SMS had been trying to kill Nando and me.